If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. That number, like she was saying, is wide open for you, so jump on here. I've got some things to do, as always, and we'll work in a little in Howard's garden, catch up on a few issues, but start going to the phones whenever you're ready. So jump on whenever you would like at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. A lot of the things that we talk about here, and especially if you're a fairly new listener, maybe some different terms or terms that are used a little differently than you're used to, and we cover all of that in detail on dirtdoctor.com. Weather continues to be kind of interesting. We've got nice, pretty sunshiny weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's still cold, still protecting plants, and a lot of people are still using the floating row cover to cover things up. Rather than do that, I moved some of the potted plants that are a little bit sensitive just closer to our house. Our house is insulated so poorly that the spillage of heat helps with that. Some of the real tender tropicals, of course, are in our greenhouse, hospital greenhouse, and that's where the dogs hang out quite a bit. And speaking of dogs, our SPCA report today, brought to you by Espoma, is good news, bad news. Rex and Darcy from previous shows have been adopted, so thanks for that. This is the SPCA in Dallas here, just west of downtown Dallas. But Brutus and Sky are still waiting for their forever homes, so check them out on our website. Their pictures and all their bio and data right there on the website under the SPCA button. This week's dog is a cutie lady, three-year-old chocolate and white Staffordshire Bull Terrier, weighing about 47 pounds. She's super sweet, loving, and affectionate, likes to cuddle. Sounds like she's really, really a good find. Already knows how to sit, shake, lay down, roll over. She likes children, gets along with children and other dogs pretty well. And says she's a little bit afraid of loud noises, which is interesting. Maybe she has sensitive ears. But if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can check her out. She is at the Texas Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. That's on Stacy Road. Stacy Road, I think it's pretty close to 75 Central Expressway that extends on up north. So if you're looking for a dog, that'd be a great way to go. And check out Brutus and Sky. They're still looking for homes as well. It looks like Lady's got a color and a coat similar to Nellie. And to give you a little update on Nellie, we're still waiting on the testing people. They told us it was going to take another couple of three weeks, and we're looking at it from a little bit different standpoint. That identification of her breed mix, we've got the contest going. We've got all the prizes sitting there for the people that come in, honorable mention and runner-up, and the winners of guessing what her breed is. She's doing well. She loves to chew bark and mulch and my firewood kindling. She likes to eat wood of any kind. It's been an interesting kind of experiment. I'm a little worried about it. I don't like her eating that much. And the other thing is she's taught Tater, our other little dog, to do it too. They just love chewing on that stuff. And I don't know if there's a good way to stop it or not. You just assume and hope that they're going to grow out of it. And don't swallow anything that's going to be too big of a problem. I tried the hot pepper in dry form, tried it in a couple of different ways, and that didn't slow them down too much. So we'll be trying a few other things and see if we can slow down that behavior, alter that behavior just a little bit. We've got the next contest on the website of dirtdoctor.com. If you click on the button on the far right-hand side, or if you just, when you go to the website, those photographs right on the top of the page will automatically change. And the last one, it's the button on the far right, is the contest picture. It obviously is a plant. Identify it first by calling in and talking about it on the air, or send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com first, and you win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Gardening and Landscape course from TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And not only do you receive one of the courses free of charge for winning, but also a gift from Espoma, 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant foods, what the prize currently is. And Espoma, along with several other people, are also providing some of the prizes for giving the best guess on what Nelly is. If you haven't heard me talking about Nelly, this mystery dog that we have, her photographs are on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Probably the easiest way to go is go to dirtdoctor.com and up in the search window up there, just type in Nelly. We featured her in a previous newsletter. You could look at the archives on the newsletters and go that route too. But the easiest way is just type in Nelly and it'll come right up. Photographs of her, the video of her climbing the tree and all that kind of thing. And we've had, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of people guessing. The guesses are still coming in, and that's fine. I haven't looked at it close enough to even see who's in the lead. We do know part of the results from the test, but not all of the information that we're hoping to get here in the next week or so. So check it out. She's an interesting little character, and she and Tater are becoming pretty good buddies. The only thing that they run together, they have become pretty good buddies, sleep together. Tater let her have his little perch on the back of the couch, and they sleep together and all that kind of thing. There's only one little problem still. When I feed them, when Judy feeds them, Tater doesn't even like her in the kitchen, and he just sits there and has a low growl going on. He's pretty funny. He likes his food to himself. And then after you tell him to stop, he gets along with her fine on that too. They eat their food, and then they switch bowls. It's really kind of interesting to see. They switch bowls to lick the bowls out clean. So, anyway, you can check all that out and see their pictures. It's kind of fun on dirtdoctor.com. Let me see. And speaking of the newsletter is free to anybody. We've got an awful lot of people that take it already. The newsletter covers basically one subject at a time. We usually have some links to either deeper information about the same subject or some other related subject. But the newsletter itself is one subject at a time. Comes out on a weekly basis. It's not a printed newsletter. It's online. It's electronic. So if you want it, all you have to do is let us know. Fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com. If you do any of the Ask Howard questions, or use that to make a guess on the dog contest or anything, that gets you set up to take receive the free newsletter going that route. You can just send us an email, say, put me on the newsletter if you want to go that route too, any way you want to do it. Our club, and that's one of the things that we have as gifts right now, if you donate to TORC. And there's a couple of ways to donate to TORC. One is you can just donate money. $50 gets you a membership in the Organic Club of America, and there's several benefits there. $75 or dollars or more donation to TORC or buying books for that value gets you the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio, all the cool things that we've got there, along with some other benefits. The new revised basic organic program and several other things there. We've run into an interesting thing on the books. I'll tell you about, which is kind of frustrating. I need to do a break here, and then when I come back, we'll talk about that. Some of you, it might affect some of you that have even joined and have ordered books. So we're out of a couple of them. So let me talk about that a little bit and which books are still available when I come back. Telephone number to be with me, and we'll go to the phones. People are calling in already. It's 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now, 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm going to go right to the phones, but let me finish what I started there about the books real quick. There are people who have ordered two books in their own back order, and we found out that they are completely, that publisher's completely out. And what the timing's going to be, I don't have any idea. So you may want to check on it or go a different route. And the two books that are totally out of print right now are the Texas Trees, Howard Garrett's Texas Trees, and also the organic vegetable book that Malcolm Beck and I did. What's another way to go if you're thinking about donating to Torque or interested in the books or whatnot? Those two books are going to, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with them next. But the books that are still available and would give you basically the same information in a little bit different way. One would be the Herb book. Herb book covers trees, shrubs, ground covers, vines, perennials, annuals, all kinds of things that all kind of plants that I consider herbs that have a use other than looking pretty. And it's kind of my well-kept secret book, so you could look at that. The other one that really covers trees and planting of all kinds of plants and insect and disease control and just a whole lot of detail and photographs and everything is the big book, The Texas Gardening the Natural Way. Texas Gardening the Natural Way. And if you're not in Texas, don't let the name scare you. That was a mistake because the books, all my books are really good coast to coast and border to border if you adjust a couple of things. One is timing, and the other is a specific varieties of plants, which is – You buy plants around the country, you need to check with the local people anyway. We'll cover more of that stuff as we go. But let me catch up on a couple of phone calls, and then we'll get back to little N. Howard's garden and a few other things that I need to do. That number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Carlos, Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Doing very well. Are you chilly there, I would assume?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it is freezing out here. It's about 11 degrees, but with the wind chill, you're looking probably below 7.
No, boy. All right. What can I do for you?
I have a question. I've been, every like summer, I've just been experiencing grubs, and they just tear up the whole lawn. And I'm just trying to find some kind of way to eliminate the problem.
Well, Carlos, are you sure they're grubs? Have you seen them, or have they been specifically diagnosed that that's the problem?
No, yes, I actually seen them. It's already like 2-3 years in a row I've been like reseeding and stuff like that when I go to toss the dirt.
Okay.
To just be all over the place and a real heavy infestation.
Okay. Well, you got a sun or shade or a little bit of both?
Sun.
I'm sorry?
Full sun. Full sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing you need to do, which will absolutely eliminate them, Carlos, is use beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes are living organisms. You buy them from insectaries. And we've got those insectaries listed on dirtdoctor.com. There's a bunch of them around the country. They do mail order, and they really do a good job of getting them to you in a healthy condition, and putting them out according to their recommendations is the way to go to totally eliminate grub worms. And by the way, some other pests at the same time, basically any kind of pest that would have at least one of its life cycles in the soil, the beneficial nematodes will control. Now, just a couple of other quick things. Have you been using organic fertilizers and techniques up to this point, or what has your fertility program been so far?
I've just been doing like the regular lawn fertilizing, and like right around like, I would say around like June, between May and June, I would put like the grub treatment, but it just seems like that doesn't work.
Yeah, the poisonous products kill the beneficials as well or better than the pest you're trying to get rid of. That's why you're seeing poor results there. So just get a hold of one of these insectaries, Arbico, Rincon, Vitoba, M&R Durango. They're all, we've got them listed. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, there's a whole bunch of them there. Or you can just do a search online for insectaries that sell beneficial insects, and get the purchase of them lined up for late winter, early spring, so you'll be getting them in and be able to put them out when the ground is thawed out and it's time to put them out. But also look at fertilizing with organic fertilizers too. The Espoma products will without question be available for you in feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, and hardware stores in your area. So take a look at switching over to that, because the indirect benefit from the organic fertilizers that stimulate the life in the soil will help you with the grub control also. Okay. We got a funny color there, Mary Rose, like somebody hit the wrong button. He went away. I hope he got everything he needed. If not, Carlos, call me back if we didn't get everything for you. Here's David in Frozen, Iowa. Hi, David.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm fine. The birds are flying in the window, though. Can you hang with me so we're not so rushed?
Sure.
Okay. We'll visit when we come back from this break, and then other people as well. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to chat with the Dirt Doc, give me a call, 866-444-3478. We'll work in a little in Howard's garden as we go, take your calls, and have some fun. So give us a buzz. The website, dirtdoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's go back to Frozen, Iowa, and talk to David for a minute here. Hey, David.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I had a question about, we've got a two-story house, okay, and my wife always loves these little flower boxes outside the window.
Yeah.
And I tried it one year. I must have really been stupid because we had soil and stuff running down the side of the house, and when it rained hard, you know, it kind of overflowed, and we probably didn't have the correct drainage in it. So is there some kind of a way that you can I know that you can't keep too much water in there, you know, for a long period of time because it'll either wash all your fertilizer, wash all your dirt out, or sometimes it'll even wash the flowers completely out, you know. So, but is there some kind of a drain system that you have to hook up to that, which isn't very obvious looking, you know? It's like I don't want to put a gutter underneath it, but is there some kind of a way we can find that, you know, some engineering on it on how you get it to where it stays looking good without having to go out and get the mess off the side of the house?
Sure. I think I'd do a couple of things, David. One is I'd put some kind of liner in the window boxes, and I'd do it with a heavy plastic sheeting material like you'd use on greenhouses, or some companies could even make you a molded plastic container that would fit just perfectly inside if you give them the dimensions, you know, inside the window box. You could do it with metal, but metal ends up rusting out at some point. So real heavy, a plastic liner like you'd use in the bottom of a fish pond or something like that. The companies that sell fish and aquatic plants and all that kind of thing would have that material in stock, and you could just put it in there and then put the soil in. I would put holes in it so that the holes are away from the house toward the front part of the window box, so that when they drain out, which you do need drainage, it's draining out at the outside of the window box, not at the house, and that'll pretty much eliminate the problem of the moisture on the house.
Well, that's intelligent. I didn't think of that one, but a screen. Could you some type of an aluminum screen or some plastic screen, a fine screen that would keep some of that stuff from running out?
If you use the plastic liners, that's going to eliminate that problem. You wouldn't have to use the metal as well. If you use a metal mesh or like a screen door material or a welded wire or something like that, you're still going to have the soil run through it and go out the drainage holes a lot more so than if you just put a few drain holes in the plastic liner.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Well, we'll try that, and then I think I'm going to solve her problem of, and if it doesn't, if I do it wrong, I'll just go out and clean it off real quick.
Okay. Well, good luck, David. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Here's Tony. Listening on WCPT in Chicago again. Chicago checking in, even though they're frozen up there. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
So I've got a question on a fig tree that I was growing in a pot outside. I brought it in after the leaves dropped.
Okay.
Put it in my basement, didn't cover it, and my son was down there using the basement quite a bit, and it started to bud. So I put a LED light on it, 120-watt. It's growing really well. Like I think it's a daylight 5,000. Not sure what it just said 5,000 color.
Okay.
So is there anything? I mean, it's growing well right now, but is there anything I should do besides that?
No, just be kind of careful about a couple of things. When you have a plant that really wants to be outside, inside, they're sensitive to too much water, not enough water. You know, they're just more delicate. You know, they don't like being there that much. So be careful about overwatering. People tend to overwater when they bring plants in there. Having the really strong light is good. As it grows, you're just going to have to be careful to work your timing well to put it back outside so that it's not shocked too much. You know, when you put it back outside by too much direct sun or still too cold or the weather switching back and forth. In other words, you may have to move it back in and out a couple of times to let it acclimate so you can leave it back outside again. But what you're doing right now so far sounds like as good a plan as anything I could come up with.
So will it actually bear fruit early?
It might set fruit a little bit early since you're keeping it alive through the winter. It's not natural for it to do that. So I've never done it myself the way you're doing it. So we'll just have to kind of play it by ear and put you in charge of this research and see how it works out.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Number is 866-444-3478. A couple of things on my Dallas Morning News column, which runs on a weekly basis. It now runs on a different day. It's been changed a couple months now or so, I think. It runs on Saturdays. The last one that ran was the Lightning column that I wrote. And we've had several people comment that it was kind of interesting and some things they didn't realize about lightning hitting a tree and the different ways it can affect a tree. So if you didn't see that, it'll be in, if it's not already, in the archives of Dallas Morning News columns on dirtdoctor.com. It'll also be on the dallasmorningnews.com website as well. And if you want to read it on a regular basis, it will appear in the paper on their website, before we put it up. And so you can go either way there. Our newsletter, the last two newsletters were kind of interesting because the one that we did on the stump remover, I talked about it last week, the use of saltpeter as a stump remover. We had several people comment and ask questions about it and all that kind of thing. Saltpeter is potassium nitrate. It's available at feed stores and garden centers and farm stores and things like that, more or less. One of the things we talked about last week was I had a hard time finding any in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So talking about it is one of the things we try to do on things that we recommend so that they become more available. It is available online. If you've got some stumps that you need to take care of, you can buy it. Just do a search online. There's a couple of different places that sell the saltpeter, potassium nitrate online. The other one that was the most recent newsletter, again, the free newsletter, was about mud daubers. Mud daubers are the wasps that build the little mud tunnels, the little tubes, and they're stuck to the walls of the garage, the side of the house, different places, wherever the mud dauber can get in. A lot of people think they're ugly and knock them down and destroy them. But the main point we made in the newsletter was that you may want to reconsider that because the mud daubers or dirt daubers, whichever one you want to call them, they don't sting, for one thing. They're not dangerous in any way. And they eat spiders. Their favorite food is spiders. Their favorite spider, in a lot of cases, black widows, which we have discovered ourselves. Accidentally breaking one open, there was a mud dauber nest. There's a photograph in the newsletter of they had built the nest at the base of a window, and when the window was open, it was connected to the window and to the frame. It busted it open, and we counted the spiders, and almost all of them in that case were black widow spiders. It's one of the things Malcolm Beck had run into down in San Antonio. So they're very beneficial. There's links there in that newsletter also to our insect book, and it's still available and still one I should have mentioned before too, one of the most helpful for anybody in the country covering pests, insects, and how to deal with them with natural organic techniques that really do work, and then also how to deal with beneficial insects like the nematodes I was talking about earlier. And even though nematodes aren't an insect, they're an unsegmented worm, but they fit into this thought process of using beneficial organisms to control pests instead of putting out toxic chemicals that kill the good guys and the bad guys, sometimes not even the bad, don't even kill the bad guys, and contaminate the soil, contaminate the air, and basically don't work. The main reason that we recommend this natural organic program is that it works better, and it works better in every way, including from a financial standpoint. Sue, listening in Racine, Wisconsin. Hi, Sue.
Oh, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. And you're a little chilly up there, too, I bet.
Minus one.
Oh, man. All right.
That's the temperature. That's not with the wind chill.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been cold lately. Thank God I'm in the southern part of Wisconsin, southeast, which is warmer than the rest of the state. But anyway, the gentleman who called in with the window box leakage,
yeah.
What I used to do, make sure there's enough smaller holes in the bottom so the mud doesn't come through of the box.
Right.
But the best thing I found was if you can find the large commercial coffee filters, overlap them in the bottom and up the sides a bit, and that works fine for me. It had. And wow, it's a lot less expensive maybe than molded plastic, which is a great idea.
That's a good idea, Sue. I like that. How big of filters can you get? Are they like a gallon size or even bigger than that?
I would say across about a foot for the commercial. You know, like all the
Big old worm.
The bigger ones. I think they might have them once in a while at a Walmart, or you can ask them. Or if there's a commercial food place, it might be easier to even find than the plastic molder.
That's a good tip. I like it. They will probably silt in and not drain that well long term, but that's easy to fix too. You can just do a little thin probe down through the window box and penetrate some holes in it if it starts draining not as well as you'd like.
Yeah, it's porous. It keeps the coffee grounds out of the coffee water. The water goes through, and maybe they would clog up, but
over time, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I've used the commercial. Well, then next year, just dump the soil out, put new ones in.
All right. I like your idea. Thank you very much.
But it worked real well, and that would maybe be easier to find and cheaper for that gentleman who called in looking for the window box problem. You stay warm down there.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. I got to run. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the tip. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's get back to the phone lines here. And then we'll be moving around different things we need to do. Russell is calling from Indiana. Hello, Russell.
Well, yes, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I'm a little warmer than you are, probably.
Yeah, it's cold here. Last summer, you was talking about a Armor Hammered laundry detergent and sugar to mix up to kill roaches.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is that a certain powder? Because there's all kinds of different brands, you know, and they have all kinds of different things in them, like, you know, Oxy 5 and Sun Breeze and all this and that.
Well, the one you want to use to make that homemade roach killer is the Arm & Hammer laundry detergent. And it's got a certain, if it has other ingredients and everything, you really don't want that. You want just the basic product. I think that there is a certain percentage of boric acid in that product, which is probably what causes it to work so well with the sugar. Now, we've used that mix. People don't know what we're talking about. You mix the Arm & Hammer laundry detergent with sugar 50-50, put it in little bait stations, caps or closed bait stations, whatever you want to use, and you put it out behind appliances and places where the roaches hang out. And if a dog or a cat got into them, it might make their tummy a little upset, but it wouldn't hurt them. You know, it wouldn't be very toxic at all. You can make it even more powerful. Now, I don't know whether it's worth doing this or not, but it's just something that we talk about. You can put a little bit of a pinch of boric acid in it to make it a little bit stronger. And some people like to do that. But I've had a lot of reports from people saying that it worked at just the 50-50 mixture. The one that worked the best for me, Russell, was one that I mixed together and forgot about. It was in a mason glass jar, and it was what I mixed it all up in and then poured it out in the little bait stations. And I left about a third of the mason jar with the mixture in it, and I put it in a place where I forgot about it. And then Judy and I found it some months later, and it had a layer of dead roaches in it about 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches thick. In fact, I think I have a picture of that in the Texas bug book. And if I don't have it, I'll put it on the website on dirtdoctor.com. But you might just try the simple formula first and go from there if you need to make it stronger.
And will that work with ants too?
I think it'll help with ants a little bit. Ants will tend to be attracted to the other baits that we also have formulas on our website on dirtdoctor.com, the apple mint and sugars. There's a couple of different formulas that we've got in there that would have different tastes and would attract you know, the critters a little bit better. But I think the roach bait would attract ants and kill them to a degree. It would help some.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Yeah. Talk to you later. Let's see what's up with Patrick in Kaufman, Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks to you, I'm the proud owner of 4 almond verbena bushes.
And okay, good.
And getting better and better every year. And planted next to them are Esperanza. They've been there at least 20 years. And our cold snap, those days of freezing weather we had, took out the Esperanza. They've been cut and mulched. But I tested the main stalks of the almond verbena, and they seem to be still, when you scratch the bark, still to be healthy green. Should I wait to cut those down and mulch them?
Well, if they're like mine, Patrick, my almond verbenas were crispy. The leaves were frozen,
right,
and they were still a little bit green, but they turned kind of a light gray-green. Is that what yours did, too?
Yes, sir, and they finally fell off with all the wind we had.
Yeah. You can do it either way. If it's there is a chance that those stems will rebud and fill out up at the top. I kind of doubt it, though, and we're about to have 19 degrees in a couple of days is what
right.
the forecast is saying. And if you have that cold, it's going to kill the stems. And what I did already at my office, I cut mine all the way to the ground and threw mulch over it, just like you said you did with the Esperanza. I did the same
right.
thing with my Esperanza. So probably my best advice would be take them to the ground, let them come up from the ground. But there is a chance that they would re-leaf up above. You might leave one of them or do half and half or just see what happens. It doesn't hurt to wait and cut them down later from a horticultural standpoint. It just looks bad to have that dead-looking plant between now and spring, you know.
My most important thing is to what's best for the plant. Now, if I can wait until later this month or next month, whatever you say, if I cut them down to the ground as far as the plant is concerned, I don't care how it looks. I think it looks pretty without the leaves. But the plants are coming, they were at least 10 to 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
They are.
I think they're tough enough to leave the top on there if you
okay.
want to do that. I don't see a problem at all. I did it just to tidy things up, and I have a lot of other big plants around nearby.
So, right. So if I thin them out, it'll be fine.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to do a couple more hours for you, talking gardening, landscaping, pest control, as we've been doing the first hour. I still haven't gotten all the in-hours garden I need to talk about, and we'll do that, too. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter right there and try to answer the mystery questions online.